Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman, Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, guys. How are ya? Okay, I'm going to take it as a good, it's going to be good. Okay, so today we're going to do some readings. We're going to be here for 2 hours. It's now 6:04 p.m. on September 4th, 2012, here in the mountains of Colorado Springs, next to Manitou Springs as well. So, hey, join us. See, we got some people in the queue. If you got any questions in the chat room, too, we'll be glad to answer those questions for you, too. Just let us know what they are. Give us a private IM or whatever. Just throw it out there. Whichever one's good for you. All right? And if you want to call in to get a reading, just give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And for private readings, call me at 740-500-8863 or 719-344-8699 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Call now. We would love to sit down and answer your questions for you. We're actually doing something totally different than any other shows here on, I think, as far as I know, here on Blog Talk Radio. When we say readings, we mean readings. You call in, you ask a question, you get a full reading. Some of those things about two or three questions, down the road you go. Okay? I understand some of these shows are really popping and that kind of stuff. Whoop-dee freaking do. We're sort of looking at the situation of actually doing some really quality readings, not quantity. So that's our goal here, to actually make sure that when you walk away, you have a smile on your face and a direction to go in, okay? So keep that in mind as you call in. So give us a call here, 646-721-9031. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. I was sitting around focusing on the idea of creative visualization and the idea of creating the visualizations you really want to bring to life, okay? So as we go through there, we'll be taking calls. We'll also be taking and going over some information. So therefore, stick with us, okay? Let's go to our first caller, which is actually area code 786. Area code 786. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, this is Karen.
Karen, and you're the one in the chat room too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So where are you calling from? 786, what is that?
I'm in Florida.
Florida. How's Florida these days?
Nice and warm.
Well, they were talking about it being really cleansed there for a while with all the freaking water and rain.
Yes, that too. Warm and wet.
More away. So how can we help you tonight? How can we help you tonight?
I'd love to have an angel reading.
Really? I can recommend I can recommend somebody really good for you, okay?
So, I look at you.
Okay. Oh, you found me out. Okay. Okay, well, the situation we're going to do is I have these angel tarot cards. And what we do is I'm going to sit here and shuffle. And then you're going to tell me when to stop shuffling, and then we're going to go from there, okay?
Okay.
All right. I always tell people, don't forget I'm shuffling because my thumbs really get sore, okay?
You can stop.
All right. Now we're going to ask you if you want to cut the deck or leave it the way it is.
Cut.
All right. So we bring out the big axe. Let's see. Now, when I said the first thing I pull out of this card deck is the idea. If you want to ask a question along as we're going through this, or I can just start pulling the cards out. Because what I usually do is a simple three-card pyramid, okay? We start out with three cards for your foundation, put two on top of that one, then one on top of that, which chaps it all off. And it's usually our final outcome, okay?
Okay.
You still with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, well, the situation going on, I feel like there's questions, but it's like you're almost curious, too, about the cards are actually going to say, too.
Well, I recently lost my parents.
Okay.
And I'm in a state of major transition. Looking for work. Feeling sort of stuck, and I need to find my way out of being stuck right now. I really need to make some major moves.
Well, good. The first card that came out was actually the High Priestess card, which is Archangel Hanel. It's associated with this card, too. Okay, let me give you some information on Hanel, Archangel Hanel. Or Hene. Let's go to our freaking book. There's a great book out there called Archangels and Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Entities. It's by a lady named Doreen Virtue. It's a really good book. It covers about everything you think of. There's actually, I think, we have the seven core archangels, of course. And then it just goes into detail about a lot of other archangels as well. Archangel Hanel. Looking for the H's. Here we go. Archangel Hanel. It's actually spelled H-A-N-E-L. Okay, Hanel's name means glory of God or the grace of God. In ancient Babylonia, a group of men known as the priestess astronomers worked with astrology, astronomy, moon energy, and variety of divinities for their divination and spiritual healing work. Okay, basically this Archangel Hanel helps us recover the lost secrets of natural healing remedies, the idea of focusing and letting go. So basically, this is an angel, archangel for grace, bringing into our lives, also healing abilities. And with the situation, some things are going on, being stuck, is the idea of realizing that there are some things of grieving that still needs to be dealt with and let go of. Because really, because see, I look at the cards like this: High Priestess, the three of Pentacles, and the Nine of Cups. Okay, those are the first three cards you had come out. The one says the power of creativity and the recognition of very high quality work. It also shows the ideal teamwork. Now, teamwork is the ideal where also next to the High Priestess card, where it talks about listening to your intuition, have patience, consider carefully what you want before acting. Don't jump into situations like I've seen so many people doing, saying, okay, I got to have some money. If you're going into that way, all you're doing is putting yourself into another situation worse than the one you're coming out of. So it's what it's saying is healing abilities. It's amazing how we don't realize by not healing and letting go of these emotional implications, they have a tendency to have a really blockage on our prosperity, our lives, everything that goes along with those situations. Because realistically, by hanging on to these situations, people grieve too much. Because we're being told that there's a grieving process that we have to go through. Now, it says in the Bible we should never really grieve for more than 30 days, because after grieving for 30 days, then it's all about you. And realistically, with the situation going on, people have already passed on. They've already sat there and they've done their little thing. This is their transition period, too, as well. A lot of people don't realize one thing, too. We have emotional connections with people. And if you do not let them go, sometimes those emotional connections actually keep them from moving forward and going on after they've already passed on. I've talked to so many people, and they've actually, you know, the loved one is sitting here going, if this person would just cut me loose and let me go, I could actually move on. I'm still here. I'm kind of like stuck here on planet Earth. And some people don't like that sometimes. So it's the idea of letting go, which we call also baggage, of realizing that some people have passed on. We should also let go of everything that has to do with those situations, too, as well. Say we have some issues with our parents and that kind of stuff. Some people have a tendency to still hang on to those emotional situations that we have with our parents, even long after long passing on, not realizing all they're doing is creating blocks that's keeping them from actually having a prosperous life here. And it's because this is what I saw. The three cards are talking about prosperity. Listen to your intuition. And that's the first thing I picked up before I even pulled the first card, where I was sitting there getting these visions of you're looking for work, but you're not allowing your guidance to actually guide you in the right direction. You're letting the world do that by going and looking at ads and that kind of stuff and all this spinning your wheel, that kind of thing. And the reason I say that, because the vision they showed me was a vision of me getting a job once where I had to go work somewhere else. And I was just sitting there going, you know, I really don't want to go out and look for work. That was just the impression I got. I just don't want to go out and look. I do not want to go out in the rat race. I do not want to deal with these people out here. I said, it's almost like, angels, could you show me an easier way to do this? So I went over to pick one of my spiritual books up. As I was opening the book up, I had this business card I was using for a bookmarker. It fell out my lap. And for some reason, I had this notion to go call these people. And I had a job in 20 minutes without even leaving my house. So the reason I tell people, listen to your guidance and where it's going to guide you, what you need to do, and listen to it exclusively. Listen to your intuition. Because it'll save you from wear and tear on your shoes. It'll save you from wear and tear from sitting in the rain looking for a stupid job.
Mm-hmm.
It'll also put you in situations where you're no longer doing harm to yourself in the process of finding these things, because they come to you. And so you come to a crossroads and you're out. Ascension?
Transition.
In the process of transition, it's also a transition of changing your thinking, changing your perception, but you're still trying to do it the old way. That's why you've come to a standstill. Because you're sitting there going, we've taught you different ways of doing this, but you're still hanging on to the world way of doing it because you think this is the norm, when actually it's not. The norm is the ideal spirituality, the ideal listening to one's intuition. That's what your intuition was given to you in the first place. It's a God-given power. So we look at the cards. The third card was really cool, because it's the idea when you start listening to yourself and you start listening to your heart and doing exactly what you want and following it. Realistically, guys, when you listen to your heart, guess what happens? It spiritually illuminates your mind. So therefore, you just don't feel it, you see it, and you know it. You know the truth. You know exactly what you need to do. Everything starts changing in your life. See, we're living in fear. We're living in fear. If we don't do all these things, then we're not going to have anything. Actually, it's the opposite. You need to drink green tea. Seriously, you need to drink some green tea. If you don't have any green tea, you need to drink some water. Okay? The third card was the Nine of Cups. Happy, happy, happy. But it also says your wish come true. Your wish comes true. It says concerns fade away. A love of life. It's the idea of the love of life is the key. Everybody's out there going, my life sucks. Yeah, guess what happens afterwards? Sucky stuff. So, you know, it's the idea of thinking to yourself, okay, what did I just say? Catch yourself as you're saying these things and stop saying these things. If you're out there telling people that you got a great life and you know for a fact you don't, why are you lying to yourself? This is another thing that people have a tendency to do. They think they have to kiss the world's ass. You don't have to do nothing that you don't want to do. I had the hardest time with that too, where you sit there going, think you got to get a job or you're not going to have anything. It wasn't until I walked away from the world, the way of doing things, where I actually started having more. Because I started realizing one thing, even if I was working a job, the only reason I was being prosperous and successful is because of my actions and nobody else's. Okay? The second two cards was talking about the competition. Like you can see competing goals and bothersome details and conflicts and others. When it's saying, they think this is like an illusion. Because it's talking about focus, focus, focus. But in the process of focusing, it's talking about communicate with yourself with a vision and be a leader in your life. So it's the idea of stop trying to make a living, start making a life. And it talks about, it says, take advice from someone very creative. The idea of focusing on, it's like surround. I've seen this before too, where I've seen this one guy, he had an 8th grade education, but he was smart enough to surround himself with people who had education and who had vision, just like he did. And they all worked together to actually create a humongous business. I think you guys have all heard it. It's called Walmart. All right. Okay. Well, seriously, guys, you know, we look at the situation, we can complain, complain, complain. I swear, if I hear one more person complain about someone else being rich, I'm going to smack them. Because all they're doing is jealous of somebody else's success. I don't care how they got there. The point is, if you're sitting there focusing on somebody else, I guarantee you one thing you're not doing is focusing on your life and you and what you need to do with your life to actually get yourself to the situation. Because if you can sit there and look at Walmart and you can look at the situations of having all those visions in your head, one thing is telling you by the reflection that's reflecting back at you that you can do the same thing. Okay, because the top card for you was the Lover's card. It's also talking about a lot of other things in your life right now, just letting it go. Your parents passed. We're not sitting there saying being sensitive about the situation, but also look at the situation for what it is. You know, they lived their lives. Now they've passed on. Now there's almost like, I almost get the impression they're with you too, saying, you know something, it's time for you to start living your life and stop living your life for everybody else. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And they're very angry with you in some ways, but they're very caring and supportive. Maybe they wasn't in life, but now they seem to be very like, this really accomplished some really serious goals. What is your dream of what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's also the idea of focusing on the Lover's card. The Lover's card is also the Archangel Raphael. It's also focusing on self-healing. Because it's talking about being carefully just weigh your decisions. What do you really want to do? What do you want? Are you in a relationship right now?
Not really.
Well, if you're not really in a relationship, then you should think about that whole situation actually getting a real one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talking about it starts with you. Not in a judgment, just not a judgmental thing at all. It's just the idea of looking at it going, I see your mom whispering in your left ear.
What's she saying?
I don't know. It's like I keep getting the same thing going, what's wrong with you? Anyway.
Okay. I got it.
She's sitting there saying that the only wall that's in front of you is the one that you imagine is there. And as soon as you realize there are no blockages, you understand that the wall you see is just a curtain. Just walk through it.
Just walk through it. Your life is waiting for you.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, everybody's sitting there talking about the situation. Life is just too serious. I've heard this all morning when I was doing readings for people talking about, you know, I'm tired of this, I'm tired of that. Da, 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 da. I'm sitting there going, what are you tired of? Maybe you just haven't really set your intentions of what you really want. I mean, the proven fact is we all manifest, either intentionally or unintentionally. Okay? Either make a choice. I'm sitting here focusing on a fantastic relation with a fantastic woman. Okay? I see it happening. I feel it happening. And the process of seeing that visualization, it's almost like saying, it's like whatever's good for you. But sometimes the visualizations is like, you don't want to see, I mean, the outcome of your visualization or your manifestation that you want, it's not the idea of having a job. It's the ideal of doing something you love to do. So they're saying, just make that happen, okay?
Okay. I got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Good night.
You too.
Thank you very much. Good night.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good night. All right. Let's go on to our next caller. That's area code 702. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, 702. You're welcome to the show, and how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Let me think about it. I thought that all day. I've been too busy.
This is my first time listening, and my friend just turned me on to you today. And I have a lot of fear issues right now. And it's really unsettling because I think too much before anything. And it's holding me back. Does that make sense?
You're thinking too much, and it's holding you back. No, it makes perfect sense, because we all have a tendency to think too much in our heads. We don't sit and look at the situation. Everybody wants to think. The biggest problem with thinking too much is you're in your head. Your head is
exactly.
Your head is the ego, so the ego is going to, you know, you're going to sit there and think about this, that, and the other. You're going to feed into fears and everything else. It's one thing about the situation when you're thinking. Ask yourself one question right now. In the process of making this decision, am I doing it because I have the fear if I don't make this decision, something bad is going to happen, or something good is not going to happen? Like, and for example, like a girlfriend or a guy, a boyfriend, and you're sitting there thinking, okay, I got to call this person, because if I don't call this person, they're never going to call me. Not realizing that that moment you're making a decision in fear. So therefore, if you're making a decision in fear, which fear is basically just an illusion, they're physical manifestations of insecurity. So when you sort of look at these things, you're going, okay, why am I doing this? Okay? You said your same question. You have to put yourself in a frame of mind where you feel comfortable doing something because you feel like it's the best thing to do. Not because you have to do it, because you're fearful. If you don't, nothing's going to happen. Okay? You need to take an energy.
Okay.
You need to take the energy and you need to bring it back down to your heart. See, people talk about, if you follow your heart, you're getting yourself in trouble. I said, no, it's the other way around, you dumbass.
Exactly.
But it's the truth.
Okay.
Because when you sit here and look at the situation, people look at me and say, you can't follow your heart every time you go anywhere. Why not? Are you going to sit here and feed into the world? Look at the world says. The world says if you do it this way, you're more likely to be in a 60% divorce rate. Or you're more likely to be unemployed. Or you're more likely, there's always a limitation. Why do you think people are so gravitated to spirituality? Because spirituality teaches us one time, we're spiritual beings with no limitations.
Exactly. Okay.
So everything is possible. So therefore, since we know everything's possible, why are we not focused on the things we really want, need, desire, instead of always allowing ourselves to fall in that category of compromise? Okay, compromise is something people come up with because they don't want to sit there and really hash it out. But win-win situations happen all the time.
Exactly. I hear you. I have a lot of things going on, and it's like, well, I don't think I should do this because it doesn't feel good. But if I don't, I feel like I'm obligated to do it. And I'll sit there and, you know, I don't know. It's kind of a hard one for me to even explain, but
no,
it's been a long way.
It has been. So you sit here and talked about a friend turned you on to this thing.
Uh-huh.
Who was that? Can I ask, please?
Alyssa Evans.
Alyssa Evans.
He's probably listening right now.
Okay.
He's in Las Vegas. Yeah, I'm telling on her.
And I was just trying to, I always have a tendency to place people where they're at, well, actually, how I know them and that kind of thing. So just forgive me my curiosity of kicking in and that kind of thing, because I have a tendency to get a little cautious, because sometimes I don't say anything, because people always say, you should know this because you're psychic. And I'm like, can I just sit down and have a nice normal conversation with somebody and just ask some questions and get some answers, you know?
Right, exactly.
But no,
yeah, we have Alyssa, and both of us have a person that's very confrontational that we deal with in an organization that we're part of, and we're pretty kicked back. We, you know, we're not that way, and they're very intense, and they're want to be the center of attention, and they use fear to manipulate people, and it's really hard to this person will call me on the side and tell me they want this, they need this, make you second guess yourself and put you through this intense psychoness
right.
that she does. And so that's one of the things that are happening right now, and I'm like, well, yeah, they're probably good at these things, but there's an uneasiness in my heart that says don't go with it. I mean, even though she could be wonderful at doing doing an event or doing things, there's that other part of her that causes chaos. And I've dealt with it for 2 years, maybe 2.5 years, while being part of this organization. And I'm in a situation now where I can make it go away. And I don't know. I'm
just one of those situations when you sit and look at the situation like this, okay? Listen to your intuition. People say, well, how do you know your intuition? I say, well, think about it, one thing, okay? We all say one thing. We want to stop second-guessing ourselves. So, see, we keep talking, we keep rehashing the answer, but we don't listen and stop second-guessing ourselves, because intuition is the very first thing that comes through. Ego comes back in.
Intuition says what can go wrong will go wrong if you go further down this path.
What's ego?
Is it ego?
Yeah, see, intuition is spiritual, as your angel is talking to you through your abilities. Like with you, I get the impression you're clairaudient. You hear.
I do, but it causes me, not always easy.
No, see, what you got to do is you got to distinguish between what you're hearing, as in your ego talking to you, and your guidance and your angels. You can sit there and meditate and determine which is which. What happens is, when you're making a decision, the very first thing that comes through is the thing to do. Because most people sit and go, well, that doesn't make any sense. Well, it doesn't always make sense until you actually take the action to follow through with it. And then everything seems to fall into place. I've done this too many times where I just distinctly go, okay, this is what we're going to do. Every first thing that comes through, we're going to follow to the letter and see what happens. And every time I've ever done that, exclusively, my life has always gotten better. It's always that ego. Anything it tells you, anything like your friend, is a prime example. If you have a voice that comes into your head and tries and makes you feel like you're second guessing yourself, that's the ego sitting there going, you know, should I do this? Am I getting in trouble? Or, I mean, should I walk away? You know, just all these things. You see, guidance is like this. Guidance comes through and says, do this. It doesn't say one, it doesn't make you go back and forth. It just says, do this.
Okay. I gotcha.
Because I sit here and look at the cards. The cards will sit here and say a lot of things, but sometimes we have to look at the situation, how it resonates with us, too.
Okay.
So this woman's saying, you're in a situation right now where you need to walk away from something, because this whole situation is not good, because you're talking to a person who's unbalanced. It's not a bad thing or a good thing. It's just the idea that she's still got her foot in the world when she's trying to do spiritual stuff.
Exactly.
It's not going to work, because you have to make a decision one way or the other. Either you're all spiritual or you're living the world. Because if you're trying to play both sides of the whole thing, there's a thing in the Bible that talks about that. You live here on this planet, but it doesn't mean you have to be of the world. Okay, the world, if you're doing it, because that's what I was telling a friend of mine. I was like, think about this. I said, if the world says this, and then you have a 60% divorce rate. Christians say this, and there's a 35 to 45% ratio divorce too. Okay, pagans.
Mm-hmm.
Pagans
mm-hmm.
are people who think they are. Does people realize what pagan means? Pagan means to live off the land. It means to be self-employed. It means to live off your gift. It means you live by the means of you. Not so. If you're working at a restaurant and you start walking around,
mm-hmm.
I'm pagan. You're bullshit, because mm-hmm. you're living of the world. If you're living in any kind of situation in the world, or working at a restaurant, working for an establishment, or anything, you're not pagan because you're not living on your own means, which is means self-employed.
I'm living on my own means.
I'm just saying. And you can say, because a friend of mine told me, she goes, my friend said, you're pagan. I said, no. They go, no. She goes, you're more pagan than your girlfriend is because your girlfriend says she wants to do the Wiccan kind of stuff, but she's working for a restaurant. She's full of it. I said, okay, I didn't know that. So I sit here and said, okay, no problem. We're not judging anybody. We're just setting the record straight. I'm tired of hearing people talking about I'm pagan. Me personally, I had a lady come in my shop one day and she said, are you pagan or Christian? I said, why do I have to be either one to believe in God and believe what I believe?
Exactly.
It's an organizational thing. You talk to the angels are sitting there going, what is your name? And they'll sit there going, what's in a name? You're an entity, you do certain things, you help people, that kind of stuff. And if you sit there and look at the archangels and stuff, a lot of the definitions of what they do has a tendency to overlap. And it's been said that an angel was conceived with each thought that God conceived. That's a lot of angels. Anyway.
Exactly.
So when you sit and look at the situation and say, okay, if you are created in the image of a God, then why are you walking around saying, what can I do with my life when you have the means to do that right in your hands? There was a book out there called, I'm trying to find it. It's called Super Being. It's by a guy named John Randolph Price. In the back of the book, it actually goes over a procedure, how to reconnect with all your gifts. Okay?
Right
here it says faith, strength, wisdom, love, will, authority, understanding, enthusiasm, imagination, order, forgiveness, life. And the ideal of focusing on what kind of powers do you have? You have dominion, so you have power over. So it's unlimited. That was Senator talking about this last week too. We were talking about the idea of the Bible. In the Bible, there's a part where God, where Jesus and the disciples are crossing the Sea of Galilee. Okay, Jesus is sleeping. A big storm comes in. Okay, the disciples are freaking out. Oh my God! Oh my God! You know, Jesus, could you stop the storm? And if you read the thing real closely, Jesus is a little irritated. And there's a reason. Reason Jesus is irritated because he's taught the disciples what I am, you are. So they could have stopped the storm as much as he could have. So therefore, I'm sleeping, and you guys can stop the storm. So go stop the storm. Oh, no. Oh, my God. You know. So they're sitting there, as that's what it's all about, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it was also the same thing, too. It was also said King Solomon was actually the richest man in history, but he was also the most spiritual man in history, too. So there we have a good example of prosperity and spirituality being one and the same. So why is everybody scared of being rich?
That's a good question.
Well, Christ didn't change anything. Christ said, you are what I am. You're all made in the image of God. You're all gods. He never sits there and said anything. Because there's actually a section in there, too, when the disciples are talking about Jesus. Jesus said, it's hard for a rich man to get into heaven as it is for a camel to get through the eye of a needle. Now, back in the day, we had a big wall around all the cities. And when you went through the entrance was called the needle, the eye of the needle. So therefore, when you brought a camel into the city, then a camel had to get down on its knees and crawl through the entrance because it was made for humans, not for animals. Okay? That's what it means.
Okay.
Take a camel through the eye of the needle. But Jesus said it's hard for a rich man to get into heaven as it is to get a camel into the eye of the needle. But he didn't say it was impossible. He just said it's difficult. You know, it's not easy. But also, what I'm focusing on is the disciples. The disciples came in after he said this and said, well, Jesus, they said, Lord, if that's the case, then who gets to go to heaven? Did anybody ever catch that phrase? If that was the case, then who gets to go to heaven? Did you ever wonder why they said that? That's because the disciples were all self-employed and they were all rich. Even Jesus was a carpenter and they were all self-employed. They were all rich. If you sit and look at the section, if you really look through the Bible, you'll start seeing things differently. Like when Joseph was trying to get into the inn, when Mary was pregnant. Now, if you sit and read that right, Joseph says, I will give you anything to give us a room in the inn. The reason they stayed in the manger was because there was no other room. The manger is basically representing that you should go with the flow, and you will always be taken care of, and you will always have a roof over your head, no matter what happens, no matter your means, or even if you're way above your means, and situations don't work out in your situation, you will always have, and you will always be taken care of, and that's what it means. I mean, look at Jesus. I mean, he got gold, frankincense and all these people, and everything, every good thing, there's a good example too right there. Every good thing you desire comes to you. Jesus didn't go after all that gold and frankincense and all those gifts, did he? It came to him.
No, it did.
It came to him. He didn't go, I mean, there's Jesus catching the bus to go get his gold. No. It all came to him. So if you sit there, if you even look at Jesus' life is a really good example, you know, of manifestation. We're all trying to shed our old lives in favor of a new. So that's what I'm saying. People are freaking out, going, okay, but I can use, you know, we can look at these situations as examples to realize all kinds of good things, not bad things.
Exactly.
And it's amazing. Christians are always sitting there going, you know, the world's going to come to an end and all kind of stuff. And you're like, okay, thanks. You know, I can see that.
Yeah,
I can
exactly.
I can see the road signs, but why focus on something that's so? They come off like this is definite. This is going to happen. Why do you push it all the time? I mean, I actually read an article on a preacher who was actually saying that he felt like the churches were focusing too much on the devil and giving the devil too much energy, which we've been taught.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
We've been taught not to resist.
That's what I get caught up with is giving too much energy to the crap that I get from this particular person I was talking about. I'm talking about whether if you get into these weird little back and forth, round and round, you know, is the flag red, white, and blue, or is there a slight difference in the red? And, you know, that's in conversation with this person, they start spinning you out on all this, you know, that don't matter. And that's why I was just like, I get myself caught up in it. And I'm like, no, I can prove that. This is that, and that's that. And I've got to stop the madness. So I guess you've given me an answer to, you know, should I grin and ignore or face point blank with, you know, like, should I grin and ignore these things and don't give it energy? Or do I give it energy and put finality to it?
No, you never put anybody through anything. You just sit there and look at the situation for what it is. Most people don't have a problem putting themselves through the whole thing. That's why they're putting you through it. So you look at the situation and like playing neutral. Like you look at the situation. Okay, you're in a conversation with somebody. You're sitting there going, you know something? I know. So a lady came in my shop. I had somebody come in my shop one time. They were sitting there going, do you believe in God and Jesus? And I told them yes. We basically talked about the whole thing. And then they came back in and said, do you believe the devil? And I said, no, I don't. And they go, well, he exists. I said, let me rephrase it. I know he exists, but I don't believe in him. So therefore, he gets no energy. My energy is always focused on the positive.
Gotcha.
So what's happening?
Okay.
Because the situation was like this, sweetie. That shop that I was working in, a year before that, I had walked up to that shop. It was empty. Had a big old for rent sign on it. Had for rent sign on the side of it. And I just said this. I said, this is where I want to do this. I want to do my readings here. I want to work in this shop. I want to work in this shop. And I said, here, God and angels, I give it to you. If this is supposed to happen, and if it does, this will give me this is a pure sign that says this is what I'm supposed to do, and all I have to do is end up working here. A year later, I did.
Awesome.
So you look at the situations of people saying this, that, and the other, who are trying to convince you of their perception. Why?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a definite, why do people try to say and do and this? It's the ideal. I think that it is a thing that we should say to speak the truth, but we don't have to prove anything. That's what I'm saying. I've seen people pull out books and do all this stuff to prove their point, when actually, if you look at Jesus' life, Jesus never pulled out anything. Jesus didn't have a Bible. Okay? But people gravitated to him. Why? Because he was speaking the truth. So therefore, all you have to do is speak the truth.
Okay.
If you're not speaking the truth, people will see right through you and they will not believe in you.
Got it. I hear you. That helps.
Yes.
That helps.
I've seen a lot of people. We said this last week, too. I said, okay, guys, if you're in the situation of that you want to meet somebody, I said, do one thing for me, please. And they go, what? I said, stop making a good impression and just be yourselves. Why do we have to pretend to be somebody? Because this is the thing. Why are relationships sucky right now? Because people are pretending to be somebody else because they think they have to make a good impression. But if you look at their lives, more than likely they do that with everybody. But it's a lack of belief in oneself. So you have a friend that you're also associated with too as well, who feels like she has to keep proving herself over and again. And all she's doing is, it's more of a lesson, she's trying to prove herself to herself. And she reasons she's falling short because she knows she's full of it.
Exactly. I know. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's a little bizarre. So, and most people see it that way too. I mean, I like to give everybody credit for what they're good at. I thought she was good at a lot of things. But at the same time, you have to weigh what my gut instinct says no, because there'll be too much grief for everybody involved. So I just, that was like my initial reaction. So.
Well, it's kind of hard to talk to
some people. Excuse me?
Sometimes you have people who are very gifted at something, but there's also this other thing of getting attention. But they're so busy trying to get attention, they don't realize that that when they were just being themselves and living their dream of what they were doing, they were getting the attention. It was more of an insecurity within themselves that don't. I have a friend of mine like that too. I had a friend who was very gifted. Well, she still is. But she doesn't, you know, I sit here and look at the situation going, God, I'd love to sit down and talk to her again and say, hey, you know something? I have all these people keep coming back to me that when you were doing your psychic work and you were working with me and everything else, people talk about you. Where'd she go? And I said, you were just being yourself, doing what you really wanted to do. You were living your dream, okay? And you were getting exactly what you were hoping for without even trying. That's the thing I tell everybody. That's why I tell everybody, stop trying to make an impression and be yourselves, because realistically, people, you know, when you be yourself, they look at the situation, you know? Sure, you're going to have your ups and downs. I mean, look at Jesus' life. People loved him, and then they hated him. But did he ever change who he was? No. Okay? He was who he was. And he never pretended. He never defended himself because he didn't have to. And it was one of those situations. We can learn so much from the Bible if people would just allow it to happen instead of walking and going, that's religion. No, it's the Bible. religions use it. Okay. But people do they said, this is what the Bible says. I said, the Bible doesn't say nothing to me. I said, let's trace it back to the source. What is the source? Where did this Bible come from? Where does this information come from? You guys want to push the Bible, okay? But the Bible really has no weight to it if there's nothing behind it, as in really a really strong foundation, which is the entity who actually was all the whole thing. I was sitting there telling a friend of mine, I said, I do have a tough time with the Bible sometimes because realistically, it's in third party.
Exactly.
Somebody's story that they're telling you this, okay? You know, we really don't hear it from Jesus, but there have been things that have been found in history that looks like actually Jesus wrote. So we do have some backing a lot of things up. I'm just saying, when you look at the situation, you would take a look at these things. I'm tired of going to churches, and all I hear on Easter is Jesus was born. Jesus died. There's so much more to that situation that people don't look at. I mean, they want to focus on the negativity. You know, the Jews pushed this whole through. They went against their own laws and their own regulations to get rid of this man because he was a threat. Okay, yes, he was a threat. Trace it back to this. Let's look at the whole story. Look at the whole picture. Why can't we get in the depth of why he was a threat? What did he represent? Okay, because the Jewish community, in some sense of the word, is still finding threatening. Why do you find him threatening? So people don't find things threatening, and people don't walk away from things or try to get rid of things if it's not the truth.
Right.
Why get rid of it? That's the same thing I'm talking about before with the situations and everything else, how things fall into place. When you start looking at yourself and the truth is that you are a powerful entity who can manifest anything because of who you're created in the image of. But also the same thing, too, is you're also a whole, complete. What was that? Whole, complete. There's a third one, too. Whole, complete. I'm trying to figure the word. I had this right in my freaking head, too. I had this. I know this. Hold up. I got it. Anyway, you're a whole, complete, powerful being. Okay? You're perfect, whole, and complete. Now, people said, no, we're not complete. Yeah, because your perception won't allow you to believe that. But if you're created in the image of a God, you are. We look at the idea of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, when they did what they did, it was more of becoming human. Because before that, we were spiritual. We were just spiritual beings. Okay, in the process of eating of the apple, then we became human. So therefore, the spirit was actually entrapped in this outer extremity. So therefore, it created that, which is actually duality, spiritual and physical. They coexist. The one thing I was trying to tell you too is the ego. We don't get rid of the ego. We listen to our intuition, or we listen to our hearts. We follow our hearts. The ego is there to actually be as motivation once we've already made the decision spiritually to motivate us to go forward and do it, to follow through, give us a backbone, okay?
So the ego is okay.
Yeah, you can't see what you're trying to do is you're trying to create. See, your friend. Look at your friend. Why is she like she is? Because there's an imbalance between the physical and the spiritual. So therefore, the ego is trying to take over at the same time she's trying to be spiritual. So there's not a balance there. But there has to be a balance. There has to be a balance between the physical and the spiritual because they both exist on this plane. So you can't get rid of one without the other. I mean, that's like taking your car and saying, you know something, I don't like the steering wheel. Throwing it out there, and how come I can't get nowhere? Because you threw this freaking steering wheel. So it's like you could sit there and I'm not saying if there's a situation or an opportunity where you can actually sit down and tell your friend exactly that she's just full of it and she's playing a game with herself, which actually has a tendency to play out in the physical world where you guys think she's playing games with you. When realistically what she's trying to do, it's all our inner world, our inner selves actually creates our outer world. So you can see the imbalance within her life, you can see the imbalance what she's creating. Which means there's an imbalance within herself.
If she just says cat, there's no peace and harmony. It's always something that she wants to prove a point on, that she's back in the background. She's trying to get disciples. That's a good word. Trying to get her own little disciples to engage them, to believe, or to. She doesn't actually deal with it straight dead on. She has to get people engaged in the back behind the scenes in order to get her message across. And it's just interesting. It sounds silly, like you could just say, hey, back off. I don't want to deal with you. But you're in a situation where that's what I can't figure out. I go, what is wrong with me? You know, I tell her like it is. Usually she'll back off for a while and then she'll try to get back in again, you know. To work how can I work her? Make her second guess herself or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I go, why am I letting this be an issue? I mean, it seems silly to me, you know? I think I'm trying to be fair and square when I talk to that person and at least give them some time, but it's generally manipulative and so I'm kind of done. I think I see the writing on the wall, and I appreciate your input. I totally do. Thank you.
Well, I'm just saying with the situation, this is what I do. I state my case, okay? The next time someone comes up to me and says the same thing and tries to convince me otherwise, I don't say a word. It's kind of funny. I had this one guy do this one time. That, for example, this guy freaked me out, but he didn't freak me out. It was just the way what he did. I'm sitting in my house. I was lying in my recliner. And I used to live in Tennessee, so I used to be where I didn't lock my doors. I didn't see any reason to lock my doors. So all of a sudden, this guy comes flying my freaking door and just starts yelling at me. And I just sit there and looked at him. And it was kind of funny. The more control I was and the less I said, the more out of control and the more he said.
Exactly.
And he was freaking out, until finally I got to the point where, okay, what's the problem? And then I always... It was like the ideal is you could feel like protection around you. And I was just sitting there going, okay. And I finally got to the point where I was just like, you know, I don't know what's going on. I have no clue. But I just kind of looked at the guy in the face and said, let me ask you a question. He goes, what? I said, you want to kill me or something? You think I'm messing around with your girlfriend and you want to kill me, right? He's like, what? I said, do you want to kill me? Do it. Maybe it's my time to go. I'm ready. Come on. I'm ready. And he was just like looking at me going, what? I said, okay, if you're not going to do it, man, could you just leave? I mean, you came in here gangbusters like you're going to do something. And he did it a couple of times. And finally, the last time I got to him, he said, why don't you just get out of my house? He goes, what are you going to do about it? I said, well, right now, nothing. But if you don't leave, I'm going to shove you out of my house. And so he just sat there and I shoved him out of the house. Guess what he did? Nothing.
What?
It was all freaking words. So if you look at the situation, the one thing you're in, I just have a funny feeling. If you don't say nothing to her, she see, they don't have nothing to feed off of. That's what they're doing. That's what I guess
okay.
You do. It's energy. They're feeding off your energy. If you don't give them nothing, they have nothing to go on, and they have no way to go, and usually they have a tendency to turn around and walk away, and you didn't do anything.
I love it. That's how I move forward.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, I got people. I've got to get going, but I want to tell you thank you so much. I'm going to be calling again, if you don't mind.
No, please call in anytime you want, all right?
Okay. All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Let's see. So I'm looking back at it. I'm kind of going crazy here. Let's see. We kicked this one off real quick. I was checking out the chat room, and I really don't see anybody in there. We got a couple of guests and that kind of stuff. Seriously, guys, if you got some questions you'd like to ask, please do so. If you want to call in, please do so, too, as well. Give us a call here at 646-721-9031. That number, again, is 646-721-9031. Or if you want to call in for private readings for after the show or whatever, please do so. Give me a call at 740-500-8863, which you can reach me anytime. It's my cell phone. And if you want to call me at home, my private line is 719-344-8699. Or you can go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And this month we're having a September special where you go 5 30-minute sessions, readings for only $100. We got this thing called Manifestation Meditations where we can actually sit down with you and using these 5 30-minute sessions to teach you how to manifest at will, manifest daily, and how most people call it have miracles happen in your life every day. All right, so therefore, if you want to take advantage of that, please do so. I'll be glad to sit down with you. Right now, you can get 5 30-minute sessions for only $100. And right now, 30-minute sessions go for $30. So if you sit there and look at the situation of 30 times 5, I think that's what, $150? It's either $150 or $180. I always lose that thing on the timing thing, okay? Anyway, I know $100 is a great special right now, the whole situation going on. Okay, if you want to just get a couple of these sessions, they're $30 for 30 minutes. If you want to get a 75-minute session, they're $75 for 75 minutes. We do have a thing where every once in a while you can actually purchase three, or actually last month we're having a four special where you get 4 90-minute sessions for only $150. So therefore, whichever one you want to do, we do parties, do all kinds of stuff. We do readings on Skype. We do conference calls on Skype. And those are even marked down this month, too. So therefore, if you want to get all the specials, get all the details, all those specials, just give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 719-344-8699 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Just give us a call. We'd be glad to say I work with you and that kind of thing, too, as well. If you're also in the Colorado Springs area, Denver, Colorado Springs, Colorado City, Manitou Springs, all those little areas around there, and you like to sit down and actually have a one-on-one reading personal, that's great. Love to sit down and do readings in person. Actually, I enjoy that even more. But either way it goes, doesn't matter what avenue it is, we can actually do a fantastic readings. And I guess I guarantee you guys, you know, you sit down and get a reading with me, it would be one of the best readings you ever had. Okay? So, therefore, give us a call. We'd be glad to sit down and talk to each and every one of you guys. Let's go back to our queue. Like I said, guys, we're looking, you know, right now we're waiting for callers to call in, so therefore, please do so. We've got an hour and 6 minutes left in the show. It's now 6:53 p.m. Mountain Time here at September 4th, 2012. I'm your host, Psychic X Journeyman. This is my show, Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. So join us. Get it going. We've got plenty of time. So this is where we're looking at the situation, that kind of thing. Like I said before, we were actually going over some things here. And this one book is called The Super Beings. They are with us now, ready to show us the way to unlimited health, happiness, and success by a guy named John Randolph Price, okay? There's actually a section in here where it actually covers the phases. There are 12 phases of spirituality. The first phase, a phase one person may or may not have an awareness of his true identity. And if he does, it is only an assumption. There is no comprehension of the real meaning of this revelation. However, a person in this category may have a strong self-image as a human being, even though his overall belief system may be faulty. Okay, he can, on occasions, pull himself up by his bootstraps, as most people call it, and overcome handicaps and achieve a degree of success through sheer sweat, strain, and personal willpower. At the present time, the majority of people are in phase one consciousness, regardless of how religious they may profess to be. Okay? Phase two is the understanding of faculties of your faculty, I can't even say the word. For some reason, I get stuck on these things. Faculty in the beginnings to develop an intellectual level, your perception and approval of the ideal that there is a power within you, another self on a higher vibration level, a pattern of perfection that is the potential you, a higher nature that can be brought forth into expression. It is still a theory at this stage, but there is much enthusiasm for reading, studying, exploring of the new ideals. There is an interest in the techniques of self-actualization, mind dynamics, meditation, visualizations, and affirmations. Your mind is beginning to open, and you are fascinated by your new discoveries. Okay, phase three is a person who begins to feel substantially that man's not all included between his hat and his boots, as Walt Whitman put it. But the primary enthusiasm and the primary emphasis is on what can be done with mind power. Basically, a mental approach with little subconscious or spiritual foundation. The individual on this third rung usually tries to give the impression of being a bit mystical. That I know something you don't attitude, resulting in an exaggerated ego and much false pride. And when a phase three man or woman demonstrates a particular good, heaven help everyone within shouting distance, because the experience is going to be told over and over again. If you can identify with this level, you know that you spend too much time trying to convert others to your new way of thinking, physiological jargon that does nothing but turn people away, and you are retarding your own progress in the process. The key to moving past this stage is to keep your lips sealed and let the power grow and develop. Okay, phase four. Phase four must be entered into with great caution, because it is in this stage of consciousness that most super beings in training experience the greatest difficulty. In phase four, the truth or the spiritual facility has been partially developed in your mind, in your deeper mind, but is not ready for full expression. But because the consciousness tunes in at times to this illuminated awareness, so-called miracles will occur, and there will be opportunities for magnificent demonstrations of the power at work. At the same time, you may also find that your optimism is ahead of your understanding, and errors in judgment will result, plunging you into a how could this possibly happen state of mind. It is not until the truth ideal is fully manifest in consciousness that the miracle flows, miracle and wonders never cease. The phase four. If anybody wants to call in right now, please do so. We have an hour left in the show, so therefore we'd love to sit down and do some readings with you and everyone that comes along, okay? So just give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. If there's any other psychics out there I'd like to call in and sit there and sit back and give your opinions about, as we're going through the phases here of spirituality, super beings, super consciousness, and everything else that goes along with it, please do so. We'd love to hear your opinions and hear your side of the story and see what's going on. Okay, we're going to go into phase four. I'm sorry, phase five. In phase five, an individual's consciousness is directed toward the good at least 51% of the time, i.e., the positive thoughts and feelings outweigh the negative. Now, the clouds seem to part and more sunshine, and then more sunshine than ever comes into your life. There is more harmony, money is more plentiful, those old aches and pains are not as frequent, and things seem to be right in your life. The exceptional heights of sudden miracles and the deep valleys of futility experienced in phase four have passed, and there is more stability and order in your life. The marvels and the wonders indeed continue, but they are not recognized as the natural outpicturing of an uplifting consciousness rather than as supernormal. But there is a caution light on this level too. People in the past say that phase five is straight and narrow, and if the shield of protection from the race mind is not strong enough to ward off concentrated negative influences, the scales of your mental atmosphere all come back. Better to shoot somebody. Okay. The scales of your mental atmosphere may be tipped, and you'll find yourself backsliding into the roller coaster side of phase four. Again, it is during the fifth stage that a confirmed and definite commitment must be made, a covenant with your higher self, an unwavering dedication to principle. In essence, you now take vows to achieve mastery. That's phase five. So it's like we're on the threshold of greatness where things start happening in a very fast rate. Let's go. I'll center looking at some things here, guys, and said, I'm listening. I'm here listening. So June, Christy, were you the one who just called in at 484? Because I never had a chance to even sit there and see who it was before I could actually click on the whole thing, because I don't like getting in the middle of something and not finish reading it and finish going over it. Because if you see the first phase of the five, there's a lot of things that could go back and forth. It's the ideal, really getting to that point of actually having that much faith in yourself, so therefore you won't slide backwards. You can keep continuously going forward. So I'm going back in here. Okay, guys. So we're sitting there going over the whole thing. That other book I had was The Idea of Creative Visualization. Some really good affirmations you can use in the idea of changing things. It's the idea of changing outcomes. I was sitting here looking at some things and experiencing a lot of things. The idea of creative visualization. Creative visualization is one of those things where you sit here and focus on creating the life you want. Like we sit here look at the situation and what creative visualization is. Repeat this short, simple exercise often when the idea of clearing your mind. Sit there, talk to yourself. Well, not really talk to yourself, but it's the idea of going over some things real clearly with yourself. What do you want to do? What do you want, need, desire? What are you willing to do? Don't compromise. Don't run away. Look at the situations, guys. When things start unfolding in front of you and your dreams start actually manifesting into reality, you're not supposed to run away. People are saying, I'm not ready for this. Yes, you are, because you're the one that manifested it. You're running away from your successes. Why would you want to run away from your successes? Because you're not allowing yourself to go with the flow. Okay, so therefore we can do the creative visualization. We can do the techniques. But if you're going to sit there and say, okay, what happens if it does happen? Can I really deal with it? How can you ever learn to deal with anything if it never happens? These are the things we got to put in perspective too. Our perceptions can hold us back. So in the process of manifesting things and using creative visualization to actually bring our dreams into reality, I think we should also be focusing on creating the opportunities that go along with those to help us be able to express it and to embrace it. So therefore, it's not overwhelming. Be creative. Think of other ways to overflow your energy into the universe for the good of yourself and others. In the process of realizing one thing, people learn from example. And if you're not going to allow yourself, if you're a person that was doing psychic work, you're doing a fantastic job, your dream is becoming a reality, don't you understand that when you backslide and run away from the whole thing, people see that and they will take advantage of you because they see your weaknesses, okay? But if you don't, and if you go the other direction, there's also people who are also going to see you too, but they're going to see you as an example of what they can also do with their lives. So you see how you help people by embracing your manifestations instead of running away from them. So if you're living your dream, and you're like, for example, your dream was to be a working psychic, doing psychic work, and doing this kind of work, and you was doing this kind of work, people were probably really inspired to change their lives in a very positive way too. Okay? The readings you were going to do for people, the people that you were going to help, you would have changed their lives because of who you was, they would have seen that. Okay? If you walk away from it, then they're going to start feeding into lack and limitations just like you are. But the good news is your dream is still sitting there waiting for you to come back and take back the driver's seat. And then those people will see that, hey, if you can gravitate back to it and live that life again, everybody else will see that too. And then, again, those people will probably be successful. And that's the ideal. You just keep going forward. It's a chain reaction of people we touch. So therefore, I'm sitting and focusing and saying, make a point to express more appreciation to others. Okay, in the process of appreciating the others in many, many ways, realistically, you're appreciating yourself, because if they crossed your path and they saw you as this person and they were influenced by it and changed their lives, that's what we appreciate it. So self-appreciation too as well. It's a chain reaction. We're all appreciating everything we've done because we've actually helped each other. Reflection, reflection, reflection. We've all learned from these reflections. Now our lives are getting better, and it's a group effort. We're all looking great, you know? You know, go through your things and start finding things that you don't really want or use. Okay? You know, it's just very often whatever. And tell yourself, you know, I think we should give away the best of things. It's the idea of proving the universe does and is prosperous. By giving away the best thing we got, don't be surprised if another opportunity comes up to have it back. But the big thing about it is it also teaches you one thing. If you gave it to somebody else and then the opportunity came to you to also have it again, now we have two people who have the same thing. What does it teach you? It teaches you that there's unlimited flow of anything and everything. So some people have this bad image that if they have it, it was taken away from somebody else, not realizing there's enough for everybody. Everybody's got one. I mean, come on. We can't see that. Everybody has a freaking Volvo station wagon. Someone didn't lose a station wagon, so somebody else can have a station wagon. You see two neighbors who actually have it, okay? So where do we come up with this lack and limitation crap? Makes you wonder. I think it's government. Thank you. It's like, oh, we're going to run out of jobs. We're going to run out of money. We're going to run out of all this good stuff. And it's kind of funny thing about the whole thing. The government always lives way beyond its means. And then they want to sit here and blame us and say that we're the fault. Well, they're the one that actually made the choices. So you can sit here and look at these situations of people not taking responsibility of their decisions and what they're doing. if you're in a situation where you're a sinner saying to yourself, it's everybody else's fault for the way my life is, then you're not taking 100% accountability for your life. Okay, make a point this day to start taking 100% accountability for your life and the decisions you've made up to this point. Once you do that, you're going to realize, okay, I've created this mess. Or maybe you're in a situation where you don't like what is really going on. Or there's a person in your life that used to be in your life who's not in your life anymore. But it was because of the choices you made to go out and try to, more likely if you're going backwards, you're out there trying to relive your life on all the opportunities you think you missed. Or you're trying to make something work that never did work. Okay? I guarantee you there's some people that, in the process of making that decision, that were X'd out of your life or decided to walk away because of your decisions to play games. Because anybody who's going out there and who's trying to relive their lives and you're out there trying to relive opportunities that they think they missed, then you're lying to yourself. Everything in your life happened the way it was supposed to happen. And right now you're probably in a situation of realization and realizing one thing. I made a mistake. How do I get back to where I was before, where I was happy? I had a great, great boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is. I had a great life. I was living my dream. And ask yourself, why are you not doing it now? Okay? So after we ask the question, why we're not doing it now, ask ourselves the question, how can I get back to doing it again? I think it's just the realization that you always have the opportunity. And you always have the way of doing it. You just have to allow yourself to get out of there. It's like taking a step back and going, looking at all the excuses you made of why you couldn't do it. You look at each one of those excuses, and then you change it, and you're going to find ways to make it happen and where you can actually be living your dream again, okay? It's just the ideal. In those situations, we can retrace our steps and say, okay, I made an excuse why I couldn't go back to a certain place. When I know for a fact in the past that's never stopped me before, why did I make that excuse? More likely, it was a place you really wanted to go. It's a place where you really want to be at. And that's what excuses are. We make excuses to keep us from where we really want to be at or who we really want to be with. Once you come to that conclusion that you've been making excuses, all you really have to do, realistically, is stop making excuses and then start focusing on what do you really want? Not what you're willing to freaking sacrifice to give up for this and that and the other. I'm saying, guys, if you're out there and you're kissing your ass, well, actually not your ass, but you're kissing your friends, your family, and everybody where you feel like you've got to do things to make them happy, ask yourself why. If they can't accept you for who you are, and that's it. You know, here you are trying to do all these things to make people like you. If you think that you got to do all these things to make people like you, then you don't like yourself. You don't see yourself as having too much worth. But see, we're here to tell you that's not the truth. See, you're living an illusion and you're living a lie. Because you do have worth, or you wouldn't be here. And you trace it back to a situation like this and say, hey, you know something? I was living my dream. So if you were living your dream, ask yourself why you're not living your dream. Because at that moment, you felt like you had worth, that you were contributing to the world because of the service that you were giving. So therefore, you had worth. It was more likely an insecurity that made you feel that you wasn't worthy, that you walked away from the situation. And more likely, you probably heard family talking in your head, or people talking to you saying, you know something? You know, what are you doing? What if you can't make it doing this? See, if you have people in your life who keep talking about the negative side of everything else, kick them to the curb. I don't care if they're family, friends, whoever they are. Because realistically, what they're doing at that moment is they're working against your dream. And they're trying to push their perception down your throat. If you're allowing people to push their perception down your throat, you're giving up your dream, you're giving up your life, you're giving up yourself. If you're out there sitting there going, I want to, and you're sitting there telling yourself all the time, I want to do what I want to do, I want to be happy, I want to be loved, I guarantee you, all those three things you're not getting. You know why? because you're talking about it. People who are loved, people who are doing what they really want to do, people who are happy, they're too busy living it to talk about it. Okay, so keep those things in your mind. If you're on Facebook trying to convince everybody that you, if you're trying to convince anybody of anything, let's put it this way, if you're going on Facebook and you're talking to people, I'm sorry, guys. You think those people are your friends? Think again. Ask yourself, do you really, you owe it to yourself to live your life. Okay? Live your life. See, the rest of us who are living our careers, living our life purposes and that kind of stuff, we don't have time for bullshit. We don't have time to tell people. We're too busy living our lives. And with every person that crosses our paths and everything that happens to us, more than likely, every good thing we desired came to us. Every good thing, every good person, every good situation, every good opportunity came to us. So we didn't have to go anywhere and tell anybody anything because our lives reflected. Okay, our lives reflected. When they see us, they don't have to ask us anything. They can see it, they can feel it, they know it. Okay? When people are being themselves, people gravitate to you because of the honesty. Even the people who are not truthful, who are liars, are gravitated to the truth. Okay? So keep those things in mind. If you have a situation, a relationship, try this one. All difficulties between me and fill in the blank are now being dissolved. We have a wonderful relationship. If you want to change it around, say all difficulties between me and so-and-so are now being dissolved. We now have a wonderful, happy, committed, romantic relationship. Whatever suits you, whatever fits you, whatever goes with the whole thing. Fill it out just accordingly. We also have the thing right here. This was a good one. I like this. It says all difficulties between me and so-and-so are now being dissolved. We have a wonderful relationship. Divine love is working through me now to create a perfect relationship with whoever. Okay, and then we drop down here where it says, divine love is doing its perfect work in this situation now for the good of all concerned. Now, once we get done with all that kind of stuff, we go down to the other part and go, this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. So be it, so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Put it all together. There's all kinds of ways of doing it. Affirmations are really good, okay? We can have affirmations of feeling good. It's okay for me to have fun and enjoy myself, and I do. Okay, I am always deeply relaxed and centered. Try that one when you get a little bit out of shape. I am always deeply relaxed and centered. All right? Let's see. Let's take a look at this one. Relationship-wise, I am now ready to accept a happy, fulfilling relationship with bugging. Fill in the blank. Thank you. I am strong and loving in my relationships. I love myself and I naturally attract loving relationships into my life. So you see how these things can actually what they're doing is creating situations to let down blocks so you can actually live your life to the fullest. Let's see, we're in chat. What's in the chat room? So I'm here listening, no. Okay, June, what are you talking about? No. I remember asking a question, but I was actually preoccupied and went somewhere else. If you can remember, I can't remember right now either. Okay, guys, if you're out there listening in, please do so. I'd love to sit down and talk to somebody. Really? Okay, we're going to sit there and look at the situation. I was trying to get some information out to everybody, and things, I don't know what's wrong with this thing sometimes. It just, it does, and it don't, and it don't, and it does, you know? Well, we got all these things going on. Right, my friend. All right, we got nobody's talking. Hello. Divine love and guidance. Divine love is doing its perfect work in this situation now for the good of all concerned. Angels, just fill up this queue so we can talk to people. Fill up the queue now. Fill up the chat room. Pity people. Okay, let's go back to the queue here. We got lots of time. We got 39 minutes and 54 seconds. It's now 7:20 p.m. I invited a lot of people to the show tonight, but no one seems to show up. It's crazy. I don't know what's up with that kind of thing, you know? Right now, we're going to sit and go over the whole thing. It's now September 4th, 2012. 7:20 p.m. here in Mountain Time in the Manitou Spring area, Colorado Springs. And I'm your host, Psychic X Journeyman. This is my show, Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. Now we're going over some affirmations. So, I mean, if you want to kind of call on the show, we'd be glad to give you some affirmations directly and that kind of thing, too. But close your eyes and work with your guides. Guides can guide you, okay? Close your eyes and relax deeply. Go into your... It's like some people have sanctuaries and that kind of stuff, but I miss my sanctuary. Actually, I miss a lot of things with a particular person that I wish you would just call so we could actually sit down for a change and just get back together, talk, and actually live together again. It's just like one of those things you live, you love, you have these great experiences, and you just want to be back with that person again to not just relive certain things again in certain places that you went, but also to make some fantastic more memories with that person. Sometimes we have a tough time with situations where we're trying to go in our heads and go, you know, why do people play stupid games? Why do they want to make their lives even more miserable? Why do they want to put themselves... If you're in a situation where you had a great job that wasn't causing you any physical harm, damage, repetitive crap to your feet, your legs, your body, and you were doing something really good, helping the people and everything else that went along with it, why would you walk away for something that's more physically demanding, that's even the idea of challenging all the freaking time when you had such a natural talent? All you had to do was let down your resistance and believe in yourself. Makes you wonder, don't it? The idea of the situation and stuff, and there are some people out there that'll sit here and look at you and be jealous as all get out. Why are you doing that? You know, why are you doing that? We all need to take responsibility of our own lives and look them back in the face and say, why are you so discontent with it? Maybe it's because you're discontent with your own life. Well, if you have people around you who keep telling you all the bad things that can happen, I don't know, doing psychic work, can you really make a living? Can you actually sustain yourself? Will you actually be able to get... What happens if you stop making money? I'm sorry to tell you guys, but, you know, working for a stupid-ass job... Working for corporations and the other thing, people can walk in one day and go, hey, I don't like your red shirt. You're fired. Where's the stability in that? There is. It's called having faith in oneself. All those things that happen out there, all the success in your life was because of your actions and nobody else's. All right? They'll sit there and tell you, I gave you an opportunity. Go what? You gave me opportunity. But if I don't do anything with it, nothing's ever going to happen. And that's because I didn't take any action to do anything. Okay? See, it's your decisions, your action, your input, everything about it. We can sit here and also step back and look at the situation, all your guidance, your angels, your archangels, God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guides, guardian angels, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus, all these entities working with you too. What I'm saying is, on this planet, they say it takes a community to raise a child. Their influences of all those people being themselves, not going out of their way to be anything else. Okay? We've also seen societies do the opposite too. Tear down people and make them feel like they're unworthy of anything. We've seen families do that too, where the mother will be sitting there telling somebody, or being about as supportive as a freaking tree trunk. Okay? If you can't be supportive of your daughter, and you can't sit there and go and help, or when she's in a crucial situation that she needs your full attention, you can't give it, why don't you ask yourself, what's wrong with me? and put it out there. Okay, guys? Let's just go back. We do have a caller in the queue. Let's go and find out what's up with this person. Let's go to area code 404. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, how are you?
That's good. Let me think about that for a minute. How am I? Okay, I'm thinking about it. I might have a good answer by the end of the show. So, so what's your name?
My name is T.
Your name is what?
T.
T, as in tea, as in I drink a lot of green tea?
More like T-E.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to get it right, man, because there's a little extortion in your phone, so I was just trying to make sure I got it right.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, so how can we help you today?
Just a little advice. I'm trying to figure out, because I get, like, messages from my grandmother, and she keeps telling me my ex-boyfriend is evil. Can you help elaborate on that if you can?
Look at the situation. Look at your boyfriend. I want you to sit here and tell me about your boyfriend. I want you to tell me all the bad things he's ever done to you. Well, maybe not all the bad things he's done. What I'm saying is, when you look at the situation, okay, it's the ideal of any suspicions, anything that you've got coming across the board that you're kind of wondering and curious about, and then you have somebody who's on the other side giving you answers of things they see. So it's the ideal. Sometimes people have to some people get confused with these situations because they're looking through it from a worldly perception. They're sitting there saying, I love this person, I care about this person. So therefore, this person must be a little bit crazy on the other side who's saying these things about the person, when realistically what they're trying to do, in some sense, where maybe the word evil is just the ideal of trying to get you to see him for who he really is.
Okay.
And it's self that question. Because, see, we have a tendency, I've done this relationship counseling for a long time, I'm tired of hearing people say, well, I love this guy. Well, he could beat me to a pulp. And I've actually seen people do that, okay? I seen a lady stay with somebody who was, he was a drug addict, he was abusive, he beat her up. And she said, I'm staying with him for the kid because they need a father. I'm sitting there going, you know something? You're right. I wish I had a father like this. This is one of the best fathers in the freaking world. It wasn't until she heard that she started realizing that you're staying with a guy who's addicted to drugs, who beats you, who beats the kids, who does everything else because they need a father. Where's the father at? It's an illusion. So when I sit and look at the situation, it's just the ideal of looking at the situation, not trying to figure out the message that she's giving you, but to take a look at him, which I don't feel like you've been really looking at him 100%. You're still focusing on the message that you're getting from your grandmother of saying, okay, this guy's evil. Okay, you're trying to figure out that message. When the only way you're going to figure out the message is to look at the person she's talking about and take out the rose glasses and say, okay, this really take a look at this guy. Okay? And see what...
Okay.
Because, you know, I get the impression your grandmother used to say a lot of crazy things when she was here.
Mm-hmm.
True?
Yeah.
Okay, so when we sit here and look at the situation, we still have this world of perception, like I said before. We're not thinking about her as being in spirit. We're thinking about when she used to be here. Well, she used to say crazy things all the time. What'd she say about this one? But ask yourself, in the process of some of the things she said, how many times was she right and she was wrong?
Okay.
Now, we look at the situation. She sees him as evil, but she sees a side of him that you don't see. That doesn't mean it can't be a situation that can't be confronted, and certain realizations are changing too, okay? It's just the idea of bringing out the truth and see what's up. There is an actual fact of no evil representation. That's what the whole thing is too. She's also a woman who used to be in human form, so she's going to see things in a worldly perception too, in some sense of the word, where she says evil, when it's basically something about him she doesn't like, or something she sees about him that she would see it because that's the way she perceives. But she's just trying to get you to look at it. When you look at it, you say, okay.
Okay.
So our bodies are simply a physical expression of our consciousness. So what does he express through his body that might be telling you who he really is?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, are you there? People get
stuck
because they believe.
I think he's, because I broke up with him plenty of times where he just keeps coming back, and this time he's talking about marriage. And
okay, let me ask you a question real quick. The guy keeps coming back. Why do people take him back? People say persistence, and he must really care about me. Bullshit. I have sick. It's like a woman called me up one day, and she goes, how does this guy feel about me? Who cares? What do you want? Do you want to go back with this guy? Do you want to be with this guy? I mean, what do you honestly want? What's the emotions and feelings within you right now that says, you know something, I just go back with him because he just showed up the door? And I didn't want to know?
Because when I heard that, I got a little nervous because I moved to another location, but I made a mistake and allowed him to come to my new spot, and I didn't want to be in danger or anything. That's why I was asked.
Right. I'm just saying, with the situation in hand, that kind of stuff, it's like, you know, Grandma says, basically, just check it out, man. What do you feel? What do you feel? If you feel like an easiness or an uneasiness or something that goes along with the situation, you got to be honest with yourself. I mean, I see people focus so much on the other person all the freaking time that they don't focus on themselves. Focus on yourself and listen to your heart. You know what happens? You actually pick up on what's going on with them. Because we all talk about one thing, and I get kind of irritated with it because I argue it too. Me and this guy have a connection. How does he feel about me? I'm sitting there going, and you're asking the question, how does he feel about me? The bond, a connection, a love between the two that you never had before with anybody else in the freaking world. And you're asking, how do you feel? You should know how he feels because you have three phone lines. Bond, connection, love, two of you. And if it's a real heart connection between you should be able
to feel
that.
I'm sorry, he's waking up.
I'm breaking up. It's because you know. Okay.
Maybe it's my fault.
It has to be. I got a new headset.
Okay, then it's my fault.
I'm just saying, with the situation and everything else that goes along with it, ask yourself one question: what do I want, need, desire? And does it? I'm gonna be nice. I was gonna say, does this dork really give me that? But I was gonna say, but ask honestly. Look at the situation and go, okay, are they really being met? And have I given up some of these things just to be with this person?
Yeah.
Because when you sit here and think about it, why should you give up anything? It should be two people coming together to actually combine those qualities, not to give them up.
So I guess you see that I'm always giving up something.
Yeah, I saw it, but you had to hear yourself say it. That makes sense, don't it? Hello?
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Like this, sweetie, we love you. Now it's time you start loving yourself and say, you know something? I'm not settling. I know what my wants, needs, and desires are, and I'm not settling for less.
Okay.
Because
Absolutely right.
I think in some ways this guy tries to put you down in some situation because you are just that great. Like, look at the situation and say, hey, I think this guy's intimidated because I think I'm the best thing that ever happened to him. Is there really anything wrong with saying that? I think it's one thing wrong with our society to actually self-appreciation. Self-appreciation and self-acceptance means if somebody looks at you and says, you're fantastic, then you probably are.
With him, is he doesn't verbally put me down. It's something spiritually that puts me down with him. He never comes out and say, like, mean things to me. He never, like, was disrespectful or anything.
Right. But he does something that makes you feel less than worthy.
I don't know what it is.
Well, we look at the situation of the energy. It's been said that even thinking things can actually affect people's lives. Like you're going down the road and you just sit there and think to yourself, I wish that guy would just die or fall off the road or he'd cut me off, that kind of thing. That sometimes with that kind of going out there, a week later him wrecking his car could have been indirectly because of what you said. Which, you know, some people look at that situation and go, he got what he deserved, but on what he was doing, but I'm just saying, of the situation, those kind of things. Can you imagine what the ideal implication of someone could actually do it in a relationship?
Yeah.
I mean, I know when I'm with somebody, I mean, shoot, my girlfriend, I was just saying my future wife, I looked at her one day and she said, "You're awesome, you're fantastic, you're great, you're very gifted and talented." And I said, "Yes, I am, thank you. But like attracts like, and so are you. So are you. You're gifted, you're talented, you're awesome. You're talented, you're gifted." And she was like, "I don't think so." I said, "Sweetie, if you're looking at me right now seeing those things, I'm just a reflection back at you about yourself. So therefore, I know it's true." And I can... But right.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Uh-huh.
Okay, just take the information and go accordingly and say, "Hey, you know, something that's great." What kind of phone are you using?
It's a Sprint phone. I'm actually walking through my neighborhood.
Sprint sucks. Anyway.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Straight Talk. Straight Talk. Go to www.straighttalk.com. Get you a nice little phone. Unlimited little things. I'm telling you, it's great. Fantastic. And would you like to take your phone bill from wherever it is and down to $45 for unlimited everything? It's great. Okay. Back to our regular program. I got a Straight Talk phone right now. I have an Android, and it's fantastic. I mean, every once in a while I have trouble with customer service because sometimes they don't speak English. But you know something? I actually have Sprint. $160 a month. Okay, and I still didn't have unlimited. I didn't have unlimited access to landlines, number minutes. I had I had some minutes and stuff, you know. And then I took it one step further, did something totally different. And I went to Straight Talk, where $45, unlimited everything, every freaking month. There was no like, it doesn't cover landlines. Nope, it covers everything. It's great. So it's fantastic. So go to Walmart. Go to the electronic sections and check out the Straight Talk phones. Because actually I got this one here. It's an Android. It'll cost me $129. But it's almost like the one I have for Sprint. It is like the one I have for Sprint. Except it's a little more advanced, a little small, a little tick, 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 you know. So check that one out, I'm telling you. That was fantastic. Well, I had some guests that were supposed to come and join me on the show tonight, but nobody shows. Which really irritates me sometimes. But, you know, we try to be understanding and say, well, you know, things do happen. And we'll be nice about it, okay? Definitely something to think about. You asked, did I call? Yes, I did ask. Okay, and you said no, you didn't call. I wish somebody would call in right now just so I could actually sit down and talk, have a nice little conversation with somebody and say, hey, this changed someone's life by giving them some information so they can actually change their own life for themselves. And hopefully they take it for what it is. You don't have to do nothing. Just take the information. If it resonates with you to the point where it changes your life, then allow it to do so to the fullest. That's all we ask. All right. And we still are waiting for, you know, it's amazing on Tuesdays. It's like a catch-22. Sometimes there's a lot of callers calling in, but we're not sure we're going to actually get to all of them. And then there's other times that we, you know, it kind of sparks back and forth and that kind of stuff. I did have a friend of mine who was supposed to be on the show tonight. But she didn't show up. And, you know, sometimes with situations, I wish people would be just a little bit more patient because we like to get some information out. I don't like to stop in the middle of the information to give it to everybody else. Okay, there's a meditation. It's called the pink bubble technique, okay? This is simply a meditation. This is meditation. This meditation is simple and wonderfully effective, okay? What you do is you sit or lie down comfortably, close your eyes, and breathe deeply, slowly. Naturally. Okay. Gradually relax deeper and deeper. Okay, just relax, 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 relax. Imagine something that you would like to manifest. Imagine that it has already happened. Picture it as clearly as possible in your mind. Do it now. Now in your mind's eye, surround your fantasy with a pink bubble. Put your goal inside the pink bubble. Okay? Pink is the color associated with the heart. And if this color vibration surrounds whatever you visualize, it will bring you, it will bring it, it will, okay, we'll try it one time. It will bring you, bring to you only that which is perfect, which is in perfect affinity to your being. The third step is to let go of the bubble. Imagine it floating off into the universe, still containing your vision. This symbolizes that you are emotionally letting go of it. Now it is free to float around the universe, attracting and gathering energy for its manifestation. There is nothing else to do but let it go. So we sit here and take the situation. It's very simple, man. You just take a vision. Like they're saying that you want a relationship to work out. So what you do is you take it's like a visualization of you and this person having this fantastic life together. You're already together. You're having this fantastic life. You take the two of you and the situation of this fantastic life, and you surround it in a pink bubble. All right? Surround it in a pink bubble. Of course, we do the relaxation, breathing, until we feel really relaxed and really calm. And then we visualize this fantastic relationship with this fantastic person. That's what we got to look at, okay? We have to look at it just like this fantastic relationship with this fantastic person, of having this fantastic life together, okay? Now surround it with a pink bubble, okay? Imagine like a beach ball. Put it in the pink bubble. Take it and put it in your hands. Now lift it off into the universe. Watch it bounce off everything else as it goes and goes off to the universe. While letting it go, you know you let it go and it's going to manifest. It's acquiring the energy now that it needs to manifest. So the sooner you let go of it, the sooner you detach from it completely, the quicker it's going to accumulate that energy, and the quicker it's going to manifest into real, visible form right now. So make a definite decision that this is what you really want, so it can happen now. Okay, guys? Can you do that? Put it all together and what you got to do. Okay, there's also another technique I saw, too, where you sit there and imagine there's this big ocean. You're sitting on the shore of this big old ocean, okay? And you're sitting on, not the shore, but you're sitting on this, I would sit there and say you're sitting on this rocky shoreline, okay? You're sitting there enjoying this big old ocean, okay? Now you sit there, as you're sitting there, you want to make three wishes come true, okay? Take the first wish, we'll go back to the situation before, imagine this fantastic relationship with this fantastic person, experiencing this fantastic life together. Now take that vision and put it, imagine you have a rock in your hand. You have a rock in your hand. Now take the vision, put it in the rock. You're living this fantastic life with this fantastic woman and this fantastic relationship. Okay? You say to yourself, I definitely want this and I want it now. Okay? Take the rock. Now see yourself taking the rock and throwing it into the ocean. Even hear the water go doom as it goes out into the ocean. This is releasing and letting go of the first wish. Okay? And then you sit there and do the same thing. The two wishes. Each wish, each vision, each fantasy, each little thing, your visualization you're doing, you take it and you put it in a rock. If you want to, sit there and really work on it, okay? Do the visualization, do the relaxation. Calm, relax. Imagine that you can always feel the substance of the rock in your hand. And then feel, you can also feel the energy that created the vision that's in the stone itself. And take that out there. Take it and throw it in the ocean. Doom. Yes. Imagine everything to it. The sound, the whole thing. Just out there it goes. Let it go. But don't feel crazy or kind of like freaking out, because at the time you detach from the situation, especially if it's a relationship or a person that you were thinking about all the time. See, the point of this situation is to let that go. To realize you don't have to think about them 24/7. Maybe even the idea of thinking about them 24/7 is actually creating blocks from actually you two being together. So this is a great technique that you can actually use to let go of it, to send it out to the universe, as the ocean is infinite, goes out into the ocean. It's a great thing. This is a really great way of letting go and detaching from these situations so they can actually manifest into form, into reality, just the way we want to. That's what we want. We want these things to manifest now. We don't want to keep thinking about these things in the future. They're going to happen. No, we won't think about them now. They're in the now. They're happening right as we speak. Okay? Keep telling yourself, this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways. So be it, so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Next you know, you and this lady are together, walking down the aisle, getting married. Or it was a dream that you had about a fantastic business you had. Next thing you know, your business, your obligations, your goals are all being exceeded. Your income exceeds all your wants, needs, and desires. Now and always, and as it keeps getting better and better, which means it's happening. Say that your third wish is the ideal of the home that you want to live into. See it, feel it, believe it, and next thing you know, you're living in that house. All these wishes are coming true, and you're living in that house with that special woman. So see, they all kind of have a combination. Maybe they all have a connection to each other too as well, and they all happen, and they all fall into place. So next thing you know, the girl that you've been focusing on, visualizing, had a focus board for and everything else, you're now living together. You're actually holding her in your arms, living that life, experiencing those memories, and experiencing each other to the fullest, where you're actually sitting there telling her that you love her to her face and showing her every day how much you love her, cherish her, desire, love, we always say, I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored. And here you are loving and cherishing and adoring her. And guess what? The vision is not over yet, because in the vision, she's also loving you, cherishing you, and adoring you too. It's the relationship and the life you've always wanted, and now you're living it. You are both holding each other's hand, holding each other in your arms, loving, caring. Like we always said, loving, cherishing, and adoring each other. It's a fantastic relationship. Fantastic life. Living in that fantastic home and also experiencing that fantastic business together and working together. Sharing, caring, and also being a very strong influence, an example to the world that they can also go out and do the same thing too as well. It's a fantastic situation, I think. So check it out, guys. If you can believe it, see it, and know it, you will be living it. So be it, so it is. All right, guys. So let's go check on the chat room. So, Christy, June, are you still there? It's like we're trying to get a little feedback here. What do you think about the show so far, huh? I thought that was kind of cool, didn't you think? Hello? Hey, guys, you know something? It's great. Fantastic. Talk to me, would you? All right, guys, we still got 12 minutes on the show, so if you want to give a call in here and get a reading, please do so. Give us a call here at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. All right, if you want to get a private reading, please give me a call at 740-500-8863 or contact me on my private line at 719-344-8699 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Okay, call now. I'd be glad to sit down with anybody and everyone after the show is over with to sit down and do some private readings. September special is 5 30-minute readings for only $100. Thank you. So check it out, guys. We still every once in a while, right now it's really what it is. It's you can get 3 90-minute sessions for only $150. Okay, we do group readings, we do parties. If you have a charity function that you'd like for us to be at, we always do charity functions for no charge, okay? Also, we do Skype readings, so we can do readings over Skype if you want to see, you know, if you want to face-to-face. Also, like I said before, if you're in the Colorado Springs area and all these vicinity areas, if you want to do a reading in person, we can also do that too as well. Just give us a call at 740-500-8863. Or contact me at 719-344-8699. Or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Call now. Let's go. I'm sitting there looking at some things, and whoa, there's somebody in the chat. Let's go back on and see who's okay. I don't know. Hello. Got a hint, right? Here we go. Right. I was sitting there going, that's crazy how this thing just spins and spins and spins, yeah? Well, what happened there? Got dropped. Well, that's interesting. Oh, that's right. We're sitting there going the whole thing kind of getting spacey a little bit there. Anyway, guys, we still got like 8 minutes left in the show. So if you want to give a call in here, please do so. 646-721-9031. Glad to answer any questions or anything like that. I was looking forward to having a friend on my show tonight, but I guess I didn't make it. You know, sometimes you want to tell people to tell everybody else to butt out so you can actually do what you're supposed to do with your life in the first place. And to realize that when they're bitching and caring and all that kind of other bullshit, all they're doing is messing up your life, and you're allowing them to do so. Sometimes we've got to put our foot down and say, hey, you know something? I don't understand the chaos and the whole thing that goes along with it, but that's how it goes, you know? Well, anyway, guys, we're going to call it quits. And say, hey, you know, it's been a great show. It's been a good night. And thank you, everybody, for being here and everybody out there listening. And we're going to leave you with a nice little song called Cheyenne Anthem by Kansas. Like I always say, after every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Give love where love is given. And when you look at, get to the point in your life where you can see your reflection and everyone you cross paths with, to realize there is a God essence in everyone, no matter what they're exhibiting on the outside. Try to understand. Every person is a reflection of yourself, back at you, about who you are. And you also are a reflection back at them, about themselves. No matter how far they are from it, it's still reflecting that that's who they are. So therefore, when we accept ourselves, I get the impression everybody will accept themselves too. So therefore, in the process of when you heal yourself, so do you heal the world. And we'll talk to you guys all later, and you guys have a great night.
Take me from my ancient home, land of my fathers. cherry.